Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Watch Dallas Live!
Ah, scornful looks.
From the people outside?
I don't know. I can't see from here. But yeah. I can only imagine the scornful looks.
Scorn this.
Scornful looks across East Central Illinois.
Did you say across?
I did. The extra T is for terrific. As we rock the mic in unison, first time in a long time.
Did you say across?
I did. And I'm happy to be back and talking into an avocado. I'm very excited about the avocado.
It's nice, man.
For those of you who didn't entirely understand what we were jabbering on about last week, because last week we, you know, were jabbering on. Microphone 2 has been gone for a little while.
Microphone 2 is left the building.
Yeah. They got an avocado because microphones are very expensive.
Microphone 2 is trying to renegotiate his contract.
Right.
Save a scab.
Yeah, and we kind of figure Matt will, you know, put his mouth less on the avocado than he would on the microphone.
I want to commend you guys last week on a brilliant bit about Gladiator.
Oh, did you hear about that?
Oh, you heard the Gladiator bit?
A brilliant 18 or 19 bits about...
Every grain of sand.
18, 19, really 20-some bits about Gladiator. Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Gladiator kept coming back. The Gladiator would not die. Wouldn't go away. It was like that,
so
like that stuff you had down there in the itchy regions.
Yeah. Just would not die.
It would not go away.
Tried unguents. Salves, balms. Ointments, balms.
Even a couple of, I don't know.
Tons of them. Yeah. Too many to count. Too many to even remember the name of them.
I was thinking like a mud pack.
Yeah.
To pick up on a theme from last week that you weren't able to take part in, how's your dad?
Oh, fantastic.
We're talking about, you know, your dad being a very tough man.
You don't mess with Mr. Trooper. If he says dinner's at 10 p.m., dinner's at 10 p.m., no questions asked.
My dad's, he's a teddy bear.
Is he?
Well,
they all are.
He's a tough teddy bear that'll kick your ass.
He's a teddy bear with a Tommy gun. Teddy bear with huge claws and dripping bloody fangs.
Yeah, I had to tend to this whole graduation thing so I can get a certificate that says you're just a dude now.
You can read books real good.
You can no longer mark down student as your employment thing.
Yeah, seriously.
And be okay with it.
So, you know, you shake with the right, take with the left.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of something I'm used to anyway.
Okay. I was surprised that Matt and I attended the same graduation. Since you can't see their mind bit that they're doing right now, I'll just pick up the vocal slack. I was surprised everyone got that right. Nobody really seemed to have a problem with the shake with the right, take the left.
Yeah.
I was really anticipating, you know, I just wanted a couple really spectacular disasters up there on the stage.
Somebody go up there and just slap the diploma out of his hand and then run away, frightened.
Fist winds up, you know, up the guy's nostril.
Yeah.
Okay, it was take with the left, shake with the, kick with the leg, strike with the knee, palm strike, run.
So
I got my Tai Chi and my graduation mixed up.
Inherently anticlimactic procedure, but still rewarding nonetheless for me. Mm-hmm.
The only minor disasters I saw was one that I actually took part in was, although we're told many, many, many times that our photo is going to be taken at 2 points during the walk, I and a few other people completely forgot that the photo was supposed to be taken. So I got halfway down the stairs before they had to forcibly grab me and carry me and put me on the spot and get a
that
photo.
Happens.
Me being happy. But so is it a good ceremony for you?
Yeah, it was good. Quick. Gosh, under an hour.
Very quick. That's how very I like efficient.
Them. That's how I like them.
I like them under 35 seconds.
Bam! Yeah, I found my parents pretty easily afterward.
It was the GPS. Yeah. Beep, beep, Mom, Dad.
My low jack system. I didn't pay for a damn thing all weekend.
Nice.
It was also good, you know, because you got grandparents, you got parents, and they're just taking turns, or tandem, paying for things.
Like, your parents want to pay, like, a $50 bill, your parents throw out the money, your grandparents throw out the money, your parents are like, no, we're paying for it, so your grandparents are like, fine, we'll just give the money to Maddie, and you're like,
and I wind up with
everybody, hey, look at that, I got $50.
So I got doted on all weekend.
Yeah,
you know, it's done now, trust me.
It's over.
Dinner with the parents post-graduation, that's a very, very nice thing. I have two things I have never had at a restaurant, at least for years and years. One, I get to order an actual drink instead of drinking water. And, two, leftovers come home. There's so much food that there's no leftovers.
Where are they going to go? They're not going to drive with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to tell you to get used to that, or don't get used to that. You know,
oh, yeah.
Save it now, because now they won't even return your phone calls. Like, who? You are dead to us.
Yeah, the whole weekend was just a giant metaphoric wiping of the hands.
Here we go, world. We're giving him one last belly full of food, patting him on the head, and then he's yours. Mm-hmm. We're retiring to the Catskills, changing our names to the Greenbirds.
Did we say Catskills? We meant Jamaica.
Greenblatts. Mr. and Mrs. Greenblatts.
My parents love me. They would never do that. They're going to pay for all my things for the rest of my life.
Absolutely.
Right, Mom?
They're proud of your literature degree.
Mm-hmm.
So this actually marks a historic point in what Jalen was like now. At one point, we just had one of them. One of the three members of what Jalen was like was of this category. And since we had the majority the other way, you know, everything was fine. It was just a little bit creepy. Then at a certain point, suddenly the majority shifted the other way. And we had two in a slightly creepy direction. But you still had the presence of one, the solid presence of one who, you know, made a lot of sense. It was fine. Now we have three unemployed liberal arts students who are out of college and still hanging around Champaign on what Jail's like.
Yeah, that's me. I'm here.
Yeah. Welcome to it.
Let me tell you, year one is tough. Two starts to get a little numb. Three is a breeze. Four, you start to get itchy around the end of four.
Yeah.
I've been in this town eight long years.
So.
Six.
Yeah.
Five, I don't remember.
What's a marketable skill? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Might never know.
Marketable. It just depends on the market.
Yeah.
I mean, in, you know, the markets in Saudi Arabia, it's camels.
It's true.
I don't know if it's really
and
camels.
I'm just I do a great impersonation of a camel.
You do.
So I'm moving to Saudi Arabia.
I've seen your hump.
It's a fantastic hump.
It's a good hump.
Matt has an impressive resume worked out. Like hump in 18-point font.
Yeah.
Yes. Bold letters.
See my cover letter. It's like, to whom it may concern. Hump! Sincerely, Matt Trupia.
Yes. I got one word for you. Hump.
That's my interview.
Check it.
Point. So I work at a local bread factory, making bread and serving it to whiny people that want their bread. And I get paid too little, and I work every day and too much. And it's gotten to the point where I'm very happy to be doing that, because without even that, it's pretty sad.
I no longer work at an ice cream store because, you know, I was broke and I was making enough money. So I figured, well, what's the solution for that? I'll quit the stupid job.
Because suddenly the money will come flooding in then.
Well, you look at things and yeah, I mean, obviously the job was then a barrier to money because, you know, you analyze everything.
Well, no, it is a barrier to money because you're not making any doing the job, but you're still spending all your time doing it. So you need to free up some time and, you know, I'll be damned if I'm not going to sleep as much.
While I'm reevaluating and reprioritizing,
right.
I'm going to be having some kick-ass dreams.
I'm going to guess that my supervisor is either not listening or will not make the connection back, you know, between the person you just hired and the guy on this radio show right now. My name is Jorge, of course. I just got a job at a package handling and delivery company, where I'll be working the 4 to 9 a.m. shift. And on a Thursday night / Friday morning, I actually had a job interview for handling packages, 1:30 in the morning. Place is packed, too. Lots of people interviewing for that job at 1:30 in the morning. Had a job. You there out there at home, I'll give you a couple seconds. You come up with your own very, you know, your own What Jalen's Like sketch. Imagine what we would say if we were recreating an interview, a job interview, for somebody who is going to get a job lifting packages and putting them down. Okay, well, it's pretty much that. It really was literally that. I was asked the, you know, give me one point blank, one thing that'll convince me you can successfully do this job. And, you know, I tried to give a good answer, but the only thing that kept going through my head is, well, I have arms. I can lift things with my arms. And it was 10, 15 questions along those lines, really long, laborious thing. Then I had a job orientation the next day to orient me about the art of lifting packages.
It's one of the ancient oriental arts.
Yes. I have to wear a hood while I do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a secret. And so I've got 3 days of training coming up for advancement.
Who are they kidding?
I don't know.
Who are they kidding?
It makes the dumb people feel better.
I don't understand. No,
I have paid training for the next 3 days.
I just think it makes the interviewer feel better. He gets a power trip. Look,
man.
Listen, man. You're new. You're green.
You have no idea what you're
doing. Wide-eyed, coming in here thinking you know how to lift boxes and put them down. Oh, well, that was pretty good. But thinking you could do that over and over. Hey, stop.
All right, go easy. Because you might have a nasty
accident.
You're
going to burn out. What, you don't want a break?
You know, man, the turnover ratio in this biz.
That actually did come up, yeah. Oh, you might get the order wrong, have a huge disaster. You might put something down before you pick it up. Disaster.
That would hurt.
Yeah. I don't know.
That actually would be a pretty big disaster. I'm pretty sure you'd wreck the space-time continuum. I put it down again. Oh, no. Here comes a black hole.
Or maybe they're trying to get a feel for your personality in a job that you will inevitably talk to no one at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that you're not supposed to talk to. Yeah. I mean, isn't that the deal? You're
he's a charming,
just...
friendly guy. He looked nice, and he's well-kept, and let's stick him in a dark corner where he won't see anyone.
Well, it's like they pay you as much as they've done, like, all the mathematical computations, and they can have so many people working at the rate of pay they pay you where it's still slightly cheaper than, like, buying, building, and maintaining an automated system to do
robots.
It. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, we could have 40 people at $10 an hour, or 40 people at $9 an hour is just under that brand new package Sortomatic.
Well, they had the problem where the robots were talking to each other a lot. And
they weren't well-kept, and they didn't come in dressed nice.
No.
They were late a lot.
They couldn't supply the interviewer with one thing that would convince them they'd be successful at this
job. Seriously, that interview should be 2 seconds long. You come in, there's a box on the ground. If you lift it up and put it down where the person tells you, then you're hired and you start working.
Well, no, maybe. Okay, I'll go so far as to say there should be a label on it with some instructions. You should have to pick it up, read the instructions, follow the instructions. You're down. So it's like, turn around 3 times.
Sing a line from Come Fly With Me.
Sir? Excuse me, what is Come Fly With Me? That's it, son.
You're gone.
Thank you very much for applying. We'll call. Don't call us. We'll call you.
We appreciate our Sinatra at this package handling facility. I really wanted to stick around to hear the other interviews because I was curious to see, not to, you know, disparage the other people, but they were not very bright. The two guys next to me were high as kites. I could smell, the substance in question on them. I really wanted to hear their interview. And they got hired, too, because I saw them at the orientation the next day.
Looks like they'll hire anybody out there.
But they all got to go through the interview.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
How's the rest of your week, Matt or Mark? How's the rest of your time outside of the job woes and lows?
Oh, man.
Or Mark.
Yeah, mine was all right. Yeah. We're boring. I was just granting myself a week of vacation because I just finished college, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A week is turning into two, turning into a lifetime, minute by minute.
Let me say, year one it's tough. Year two is kind of numb. Three is a breeze.
And yeah. Four, you start to itch.
Itchily.
I heard that somewhere.
I itch all the time.
I didn't do very much personally over the last week until yesterday. Yesterday, I went up to Chicago to visit a friend who was just about to move out of the area. And I was at the University of Chicago during the duration of visiting this friend. And was just given a glimpse of what an entirely different world that the University of Chicago is than the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, because with absolutely no hype or anything, it was sitting there in the middle of the quad. It's at one point in the night where the Roots played at the University of Chicago.
Get out of here!
And I got to see them. Eminem was there. Goldfinger was there. And they just did a concert for their student body, their spring come out and have fun, and make us look like a shiny, happy school. It was pretty amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Goldfinger, yeah. Eminem, and the Roots. There you go.
Yeah, it was a little,
eclectic lineup.
Yeah, kind of eclectic. You know, you kind of had to scratch your head because the Roots were opening up for the other two because, they're really not on the same level. Yeah. But it was still, it was pretty amazing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Hell of a live show. Really enjoyed it. Very, very happy drummer up there. Gigantic afro. Really happy popping along. Mm-hmm. They brought up this 11-year-old kid at one point from the audience who freestyled. and did a legitimate, credible job of it, named Lil Nuke.
Nice.
It was a great name.
So I saw Small Time Crooks yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Where'd you see it at?
Bev. It's playing at the Bev.
Did it open already?
Yeah. Opened on Friday.
Oh. How was that?
I don't want to give you a review if you don't want it.
You weren't happy with it.
I didn't like it.
That's fine.
I didn't like it.
I'm still going to see it and love it and then curse your name.
Well, I don't know. I went in there and wanted to love it a lot. And there were some really, really funny parts. And I would go into detail, but I want to discuss it when you guys see it. But
yeah.
Just thought it was a little lopsided and really maybe not as funny as it could have been. But some really awesome parts. Tracy Ullman, fantastic.
Yeah, well, she's Tracy Ullman, man.
Yeah.
Another theater in town has a... Rear Window.
Man. Rear Window, I saw.
Yeah.
But I am interested in what you guys say about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I forgot it was playing, so I'm pretty sure I'll go see that.
Check it out.
See Rear Window? Oh, yeah.
And
Small Time.
And Small Time Crooks. Mm-hmm. And Small Time Crooks.
The other notable event of my day yesterday was I was driving back very, very late. Actually, one bit of proof that the University of Chicago actually isn't all that far off from the one that we have down here is that they were doing a screening of The Matrix on the quad, their quad later on, and five naked guys ran by. So that was...
Ooh, they're so cool, University of Chicago. They're awesome.
That was just like home. And I was driving back really late at night. It was probably, it was 3 or 4 a.m., but I just really wanted to get back that night. And the weather conditions along 57 were just really intense fog. Had never seen anything like it before. And, I mean, you know, I've worked on the docks for 15-some years. So, I mean, I've seen my share of fog. And we're talking fog that was so thick. I was in the right lane. And you could not only see the road signs as they were coming up. You couldn't see them. By the time they were right in front of you, you could see them. But you still couldn't make out the words even as you passed them. So it was pretty crazy. I decided to pull over at one point just because I felt a little weird driving when I couldn't see absolutely anything at all in front of me. So I pulled over and got out of my car just to stretch. And I happened to be nearby one of the interstate signs. That was probably what subconsciously prompted me to stop. So I walked over the interstate sign to look where I happened to be. And lo and behold, I was just outside of Chabanne's. Completely coincidentally.
Wow.
It's incredibly thick fog. You know, really, couldn't even see my car. I kind of knew where it was, but I couldn't see it from the street sign. And all you could hear was the Chabancians howling. The Chabancers. Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Well, they don't do well in fog.
No.
It's from the great Chabance Foggin of 1872, where they ate after
even talking about it, like, gives me chills.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's really horrible. Yeah, I was driving... we've been on tour. We went on tour for a bit last week, our band, the band I'm in. And we were driving back on 74, coming in out of Indianapolis, out of Indy. Mm-hmm. And I had been awake for 4.5 hours, or 4 hours or so at the time, having, you know, staying awake with the driver, making sure that we made it back all right. And so finally somebody in the back woke up, and I decided we pulled over to rest stop before it got foggy, and I decided to switch places so I could try to sleep. And so I'm sleeping, and the brakes slam on, so I sit up, and there's just this, it's like the road's fine, and then looks like the nothing, you know, the never-ending story. It's just this milky white area. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Go into it, nothing. You can't see anything. I'm driving along in the fog. They started trying to put the defoggers on, like on the windshield. They thought the windshield was just screwed up. No. It was creepy. It was scary.
Mm-hmm.
Fun stories from my week. The only thing I think of was I played a show with a band, some high school kids. They were really funny. They called themselves Nut Juggler. And I wasn't looking too forward to it. But they actually turned out to be really funny. And the least funny thing they did was that they did this song, this brand new song called, they called Smoke Butt. And it just consisted of this guy playing two chords on acoustic guitar, the other two guys in the band just going, Smoke Butt, Smoke Butt. And then... as soon as he could get around the corner, their friend came out from around the corner wearing nothing but a jock strap and a fully live, fully lit smoke bomb clenched tightly between his butt cheeks and proceeded to run around until it burned. And I thought, that's pretty hardcore for high school kids.
All right. Especially if you're doing that like every weekend at somebody's house for a show.
Yeah, the smell of burnt hair, which was infinitely more disturbing in this case. Otherwise, there really weren't all that much. I mean, there was some fun stuff, you know. Ate a lot of chicken and a biscuit crackers with Cheese Whiz on them.
Nice.
Swiss cheese crackers. They're the same company makes them. They look like Swiss cheese. They taste like Swiss cheese. There's no Swiss cheese involved at all in the making.
Wow.
With American Cheese Whiz. Very good.
How'd those two get along?
They went, I mean, I ate a lot of them last night.
Two watched cheese?
Mr. Pibb. It's nice. Two cheese.
Yeah. I actually, that reminds me, I reached, something happened tonight that I'm very, very nervous about. I was eating dinner. And it wasn't the dinner I'd intended to make. You know, there are like three dinners that I occasionally have, and I'd picked out the one of the three that I decided I was going to go for, and then I realized I didn't have what I needed for it. So I decided to make macaroni and cheese instead. And I made the macaroni and cheese and started to eat it, and it had no real taste to me. I was not at all enthusiastic about the macaroni and cheese. And I'm afraid I've reached that point of numbness that I've heard about from other people.
Yeah, you may have, because we've been eating a lot of it lately.
Yeah.
You get through it. You just got to eat your way through it. You got to eat through that stuff, man. You just keep eating, it comes back.
Okay.
It comes back with a vengeance at first.
Yeah.
So I got some rough times ahead, but there is...
You got a month or two of just kind of wet...
Well, what would happen if you just took a hiatus and then came back in a month?
You could do that, too. But, I mean, then you're...
It's just basically...
Without the goodness and...
Sustenance.
Yeah, without the sustenance. So either way, you're out for about a month.
Okay.
You're out of the game. It's like you're on the DL list, you know? Mm-hmm. Is there a DL list?
I think there is, yeah.
I don't even know. What does DL stand for? Not down low.
No.
He's on the down low list.
They keep it at...
Actually, no, there's no DL list. The DL is the designated...
Disabled list.
DL.
Yeah. So it's just DL.
So it's like, I just, by saying DL list, I just put myself in league with those asses that say ATM machine.
Yes.
Or TCBY yogurt.
Yep.
Hate those people.
That's some really righteous fury that you're spinning out right there.
I hate people who say ATM machine, man.
Those people are a real problem.
They are, man. The automated teller machine, you ass! Country's best yogurt.
Maybe they just want to, like, emphasize that the yogurt's good.
No, they're just dumb and they don't read it. They're stupid people who can't be bothered to pay attention to what the acronym stands for.
Mm.
Can we go to the NASA Association?
Oh, bitter.
Actually, it would be the aeronautics, wouldn't it be? NASA aeronautics.
Rage against the acronym, man.
All right, hey, man. Leave me alone.
Okay.
Gotta have a fire in your belly over something, man.
It's true. Let's go to a song right now. I'm going to do what I do every week. I happen to be listening to a random tape of What Jail's Like from years and years ago. And
74.
Heard the point at which I always do this, and I always get yelled at for it, but I don't know what else to do. So what are we going to do after this break?
Well, you know, all three of us are back in the house. I think advice is in order.
I think that's probably correct. All right, 359-9338.
Milkshakes. Please bring milkshakes.
Your problems, your milkshakes. Don't bring us a milkshake that has a problem, because...
because we ain't gonna...
No.
We don't hang with that.
Yeah, we got one treatment we give to milkshakes. And, yeah. 359-9338. I was expecting that to go somewhere.
Call it. Call the number. You know, if you got a problem... If you don't have a problem, if you want to talk, you want to say hi, you want to give us a shout-out because we're back in action, or if you just want to say a thought, something on your mind, don't feel pigeonholed by the label of problem. This, I guess, is what we're saying. Be encouraged to call if there's anything that you want to
say.
If you're
between the ages of 18 and 20 and you think that I sound sexy, you know, give a call.
Right. Or 18 and 64 and you think I sound sexy.
I want to hear nothing from any of you about me personally. 359-9338.